This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. A key aide in the administration of former U.S. President Donald Trump has given the House committee looking into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol a first-hand account of Trump's actions on the day of the riot. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
25-year-old Cassidy Hutchinson says the president had been told the supporters he was to address on January 6th had weapons.
I don't even care that they have weapons.
And ordered the Secret Service to remove metal detectors he thought was slowing down his backers.
Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here.
Hutchinson says the president demanded to go with them.
I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now.
She relayed a story from Deputy White House Chief of Staff Tony Ornato about what happened when the president's lead bodyguard refused.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel.
And then lunged toward the Secret Service agent. Hutchinson testified the White House's top lawyer had warned what would happen if the president went to the Capitol as Congress certified his election loss.
We're going to get charged with every crime imaginable.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Environmental activists attending the UN Oceans Conference warned that time is running out for the world to adequately address climate change. VOA Flashpoint host Steve Miller reports.
WWF director Marco Lambertini warned on the sidelines of the United Nations Ocean Conference being held in Lisbon, Portugal, that the world has 10 years to address climate change.
Science has never been clearer, and we have equal amount of time to actually fix the natural loss, because the loss of natural living resources like fish stocks, seafood, and climate change, they are both interconnected.
Lambertini adds that